Hare Krishna, today is Janu Saptami, Ganga Saptami, and also known by other names. But it is a day to remember Ganga Devi and to worship her and pray to her for the ultimate blessing of attachment to lotus feet of Lord Krishna, from where she flows. History of Ganga Devi is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, where originally she entered into this universe when Lord Vamadeva poked his toe through the covering of the universe. And then she flew and flowed to the heavenly planets. But that was it. That was where she stayed at that time. She didn't go any further. But when the sons of Maharaj Sagar, they offended Lord Kapila Dev and he burnt him to ashes, then the only way that those sons could be liberated from their offense and move on in their spiritual life was by the statement of Lord Kapila, the presence of Ganga, in other words, of Ganga Devi, washed over their ashes. And so many successive generations of Maharaj Sagar's ancestors performed austerities for that purpose, but none of them were able to actually achieve the result. Finally, it was Maharaj Bhagirathi, who was a great devotee, and he was able to convince Ganga Devi, who was reluctant to come into the material world and have to, or at least come into this planet. She was already in the material world because there were so many sinful people here, and that they would bathe in her waters, and she would have to suffer the reaction, absorb the reaction to all of those people's sinful activities. So Maharaj Bhagirathi reassured her that it wasn't just going to be sinful people who bathed in her waters, but it would also be Vaishnavas, and those great Vaishnavas would neutralize the sinful reaction. So anyway, she agreed to come, although there was still another problem. And that problem was that the force of her waters would be too great for the earth to bear, and the earth could easily then get pushed down into the lower regions or even into the Garbhagata Ocean. So then she suggested that if Lord Shiva was able to bear the full force of her waters and from there flow to the earth, then that would be okay. So the Maharaj Bhagirathi had to convince Lord Shiva, and he continued to perform further austerities. And then Lord Shiva became pleased by this idea. Well, he became pleased by the austerities, and he liked the idea also. In fact, he liked it so much that when Ganges came onto his head, then he kept it there, and she just disappeared in his locks. So then further penances were required in order to get Lord Shiva to release Ganga Devi. And so now as he's sitting on Mount Kailash, then the waters of the Ganges are flowing from Mount Kailash down onto this earth. And this Maharaj Bhagirathi was directing Ganga Devi, follow me. He was leading forward in his chariot, and she was following behind when they arrived in Mayapur, or the Navadvip area, rather. Then Janamuni was there performing austerities and meditating on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, of course, here comes this river all along, and it was disturbing, disturbed him, disturbed his meditation. So he swallowed Gangadevi. He was a very powerful person, obviously, to be able to do something like that. And when Maharaj Bhagavati turned around, and then he saw no river. So what happened? Ultimately, he came to the conclusion that it must have been that sainted personality. So he prayed to Janamuni, please release Ganges. And so he did. Different versions, some say it came from his ear, from his thigh. In any case, because the waters flowed from Janamuni, therefore she became known as Janavi. And so it's today that happened, that took place, that Ganges took birth again as the daughter of Janamuni. And then, of course, she went all the way to what is now known as Ganga Sagar, which is another holy place, and where devotees hold a mela on an annual basis in wintertime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even went there. Ganga Mela. So Ganges is very dear to Vaishnavas. Even traditionally, sometimes Vaishnavas would never live any place where the Ganges doesn't flow. For instance, where Lord Nityananda took birth, that place, Radhadesh, it's known because the Ganges doesn't flow there. Usually, any place the Ganges doesn't flow is considered to be a very inauspicious place. And that's why many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates took birth in those places where the Ganges didn't flow, so that they would purify those places. Vaishnavas have Ganga Devi as one of their worshipable deities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would daily bathe many times in the Ganges. Of course, he was living there. He appeared by the banks of the Ganges. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see how he tells his associates that, yes, I have to come back in order to be able to bathe in the Ganges when he's leaving for Jagannath Puri. So it's a constant pilgrimage site for Vaishnavas. And this morning when I saw that it was that special day, and then I remembered the prayer of Kunti Devi, praying to Krishna as he's leaving for Dwarka, and it says, Tvayi Mayi, Tvayi Me Nanya Vishaya, Matir Mati, Tates Petratim Udvahatad, Adha Ganga Vulkan Gambati. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. So certainly nothing gets in the way of the Ganges. Unfortunately, there are some dams that have dammed it up, but still Ganges continues to flow. And you can see even when there's a monsoon, then even the dams can't hold back the flow of Ganga Devi. So she goes where she wants to go, and from the earth she goes down into the lower planetary regions, into the Patala region. That's why she's also called Patala Ganga. And different people bathe in the Ganges for different purposes, but Vaishnavas bathe there in order to get this ultimate benediction of unswerving attraction to Krishna in her swarup in Goloka. Then Ganga Devi is known as Prema Varda Manjari, or that gopi who gives prema, distributes prema, so that Ganga Devi frees us from the results of our past sins. That's, of course, a prerequisite for being able to develop love for Krishna. But nonetheless, the real benefit and the ultimate desire of Vaishnavas is that to attain loving devotion to the Lord. So it's a good day. Devotees who pray today like that, they'll certainly get unswerving and benefit that cannot be obstructed by anything, to bathe in Ganga Devi's waters. We may not physically be there, either in Mayapur or Haridwar or Rishikesh or Ganga Sagar, but if in our minds we bathe in Ganga Devi's waters, or many devotees have Ganga Jal with them and they sprinkle that over their heads. So keeping in mind the right mood of devotion, then we will have properly observed this Ganga Saptami. This is happening Saptami. There was Akshaya Tritiya, and now we have Ganga Saptami 4 days later. And it is a good day to take a vow for devotional activity, as it was for rendering service, donating to Radha Shah. And thanks, just as I mentioned, thanks to the many devotees who are actually doing just that, who are donating. There's, I think, about 50 or 60 donations who already come in. And thank you very much to those who have helped, and thank you for those who are planning to do so. And I'll just leave you with a little prayer from the prayer book. Sadhyapadaka Sanghati Sadhyabhukha Vinashini Shukda Mokshada Ganga Gangaiva Paramangati. O Ganga Devi is the ultimate shelter. You immediately destroy all sins and miseries and bestow topmost happiness and supreme liberation. Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai.